Welcome to 770 CHQR More Than Money, and this has been this is going to be a fantastic interview. For the first time in history, Rob, for the first time in history, Dave Popwich is a guest on this show, not the interviewer. And so why do we have Dave as a guest on this show? Well, Mr. Popwich is all the way in Italy, and we get to talk about the fun things, the experiences, the lifestyle of people who want to travel. He's taking a bit of a dose. It's taken a honeymoon 3 years after his wedding to actually have this experience. Dave Popwich, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm sweating here. The pressure of being a guest, and having to answer these questions versus doing any question asking is a bit too much, I got to tell you.
Okay, so we'll try to make it as easy as possible for you, Dave. Let's start off with your trip to Italy. We just had a conversation with the minister in regards to passports and the travel. How was traveling to Italy and that process with everything that's going on with the airlines, passports, getting through the airports? What's going on out there?
Yeah, good question, Fizz. Well, I have to tell you that generally speaking, the international travel that we've just done, and it was a direct flight from Calgary to Rome, and we chose it intentionally because it was a direct flight, was pretty smooth. There was a couple of hiccups, but here's what I'd say. Number one, you know my wife, Maddie, she's incredibly organized, so I can't take any credit for this, but certainly all of our passports were up to date. We didn't face any of those issues. So all of the documentation we had in place already. And having said that, we did very specifically look for direct flights because we didn't want to have the connection issues that we're all hearing about. And so we did two things. One, booked the direct. Two, we also packed for carry-on only. So our experience recently flying from Calgary to Rome was smooth, although the plane was delayed about an hour and a half in Calgary because of some baggage handling issues, just getting the bags on the airplanes. But aside from that, totally smooth.
You can go to Italy and pack everything in your carry-on? I don't know if I could do that.
Well, so this is interesting, right? Again, I'm going to give Maddie credit. She's a really experienced traveler. And so what you can do from a carry-on perspective is not just the little carry-on bags that you think of that you store in the overhead compartment, but you can actually bring on that plus a garment bag. Plus, you could carry on a backpack, and so you think about that. You can get a lot of stuff in a garment bag, and so we've been able to pack for more than 2 weeks worth of stuff, all carry on. Now, the caveat being that we'll likely have to do some wash along the way, but we're staying in Airbnbs, and so to do wash once or twice while we're away isn't a problem.
Well, we're living vicariously through you, Dave, and regionally here we've heard about labor issues and service issues traveling in Canada. Are you experiencing that? Is it living up to your expectation for the first couple of days there?
No, listen, we've been here about 4 days, Rob, and it's been great. Now, you remember when you're traveling to a different country, there's different norms, so. Is the service quality in Rome different than maybe the service quality you'd expect at home and the pace of play and all those things? I don't live here, so I can't say that it's different. It's different than home. They're working at a different pace than that we do say in Canada. And so I can't tell you if it's, if it's a labor disruption issue. It doesn't appear to be. It's just a different cultural pace. I think that is largely accurate. Maddie is Italian, and she's been here a lot. She doesn't see any changes with respect to that. But you hear a lot of the similar stuff, like when we're talking to local people, we definitely hear that, there's been some inflation pressure, and people are feeling it here like we're feeling it at home. And so there's a lot of similarities for sure. But here's the one thing I would say. We've got an Airbnb in an area of Rome that's close to the Spanish Steps. So it's pretty centrally located, and we can walk to lots of things. But it would be also considered to be a tourist area for sure. And so there's a lot of the luxury goods retailers have shops here. And I have to tell you, they are literally, when I say lined up out the door all day long for people to go into Hermes and Louis Vuitton. And it's unbelievable. So You know, it's probably like home. I suspect that there are some people that are being affected to a different extent by the inflationary pressures than others, but those that aren't being affected sure seem to be spending here.
So spending is going well. Tell us where you're spending your money. What have you been doing in Italy, my friend?
Well, here's the other cool thing, Faisal, is we're not spending a tremendous amount of money because, I mean, in Rome, there's so much to do here. We've spent really 4 days going to lots of different sites, and so we've definitely done the tour of the Colosseum, and Maddie and I spent this morning walking on and touring the Palatine Hill and the Roman Forum. And it's not expensive to get into those things. If you want to rent a guide and stuff, it costs you a little bit more money. Today we didn't do that. We just spent the morning wandering around, and there's just so much to see in a city like Rome. The history is, you know, is so deep here that literally every corner you turn, there's a place to stop and read. And I would say that, you know, the European pace of play is pretty interesting. So when you kind of get tuckered out, you sit down, you have a cappuccino or an espresso. It takes you an hour and a half, and then you get back up and you start going again. So it's been amazing, and it's, of course, I'm a history buff, and I love this kind of stuff.
Let me jump in on the one more question I have for you, Dave. One thing that I've loved about you since the first day we merged our practices is that you've always looked for how to enhance your experience. For all of our listeners and viewers on this right now, going to Italy, it sounds normal. People go to Italy, okay. People go to Rome, okay. What have you done to enhance your experience while you're there? Maybe give some ideas so people can think outside the conventional box of just going to Italy.
Yeah, so good question, Faisal. One of the things I'd say is we stayed in an area that's centrally located. And, of course, it costs you a little bit more to do that. But I have to tell you that the price of this, we've got a two-bedroom apartment that we're in, and it's got two bathrooms. We've got the kids with us, and so it's important to have sort of separation with sort of 13 and 15-year-old girls. They want some privacy. And so the price that we pay to stay in an Airbnb would be less than a hotel, in my opinion, for two rooms for sure. But maybe it's a little bit more than, you know, than we would have normally paid. But I'm talking the order of, 50 euros a night kind of a thing. So not excessive to any stretch of the imagination. And then we have on a few occasions, we've, I would say, stretched a little bit and gone into some restaurants that, you know, would not be for just locals that you'd be going out to on a regular basis, but really trying to experience Roman cuisine and Italian cuisine. And so that's been pretty cool. But that's been offset by the other stuff that I've said, Faisal, right? It's we can spend hours and hours and hours a day walking around and doing the things that we're interested in doing at literally zero cost, right? Or if you're going to go in to see a monument or a church, you make a small donation. So, you know, overall, I think we're getting the best of both worlds. We're getting those things that are probably more expensive than you would normally do. But at the same time, the other things offset that cost. And so I wouldn't say it's been a prohibitively expensive or a stretch from an experience perspective in any way, shape, or form.
So here's what I've learned, Rob, by talking to Dave. Number one, make sure you have a carry-on only. When you're traveling, try to go direct to avoid the connection issues and enhance the experience by spending a little bit more being in the center of stuff, even though you'll be saving versus other areas. So enjoy the experience of that. And if you're Dave Popwich, make sure you're married to a fine woman who'll take care of all the details, because Lord knows he'd be lost. So Dave, we want to wish you and your wife a very happy honeymoon with the family out there. Although 3 years late, thanks to the pandemic, we want to thank you for taking some time out of your vacation to spend it with us. Thanks so much.
Hey, it's great to see you guys. Take it easy, boys.
Joined by Dave Popwich, the first time being interviewed on this show. Now Italian experience and expert, we'll call him that. Speaking about experience, travel, you know, people want to do the kind of things that Dave has been speaking about. But one of the concerns is, how are they able to have that kind of experience throughout their retirement? How do you make sure you can profit, protect, and enjoy all the things you want to do in your retirement? We're going to talk about that at our upcoming seminar.
We are. You can join us Tuesday, July 19th, 7 p.m. This will be live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
On behalf of Rob Gehry, myself, Faisal Carmally, and thank you for all joining us on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmeli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmeli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.